delegation thanks, Mr. Chair, my delegation thanks all distinguished panelists who have made presentations today on the topic under discussion. Our delegation has the following observations to make. First, we reiterate that the scope of the comprehensive study as mandated in the decision 56-117 is too broad. We believe that before we embark on the study, there is a need to ensure that it is clearly linked to aspects that are directly related to promotion and protection of human rights. Second, terminologies like plastics pollution and full life cycle of plastics have a scientific basis and should be internationally agreed upon. There are several other parameters which are subject to detailed discussions in the negotiations underway to finalize an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution through UNEP. The study on the human rights aspects, therefore, should follow the consensus that has been and will further be reached on these issues and not precede it. Third, any study by the committee on this issue should also look into availability of advanced technologies for developing countries, LDCs and SIDs, to tackle plastic pollution in a timely, affordable and accessible manner, as well as dedicated financing mechanisms to support life cycle and industry-wide changes. Diversion of tied-up budgetary resources toward these issues is not an answer, as it would only lead to backsliding on resource commitments towards achievement of SDGs and other aspects of human rights. Similarly, the issue of technological disparities between developed and developing countries is critical to address for discussions on management of plastic waste to yield results. And finally, any such study must take into consideration the principle of CBDRRC and the Rio framework in the context of plastic pollution. We are hopeful that the distinguished advisory committee members will include our suggestions while deliberating on the study and also ensure that aspects such as technology disparities and need for dedicated financing are adequately addressed. I thank you.